look at the San Diego Chargers offense, first of all, the thing that jumps out is Philip Rivers and the way he's playing, leading the NFL in passing yards of over 2,000 already.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you see from him, and how's he able to play at this level?
I tell you, he's been pretty good for a long time. He has a great mastery of the game, great mastery of his offense, mastery of his personnel around him, and he has a good feel for what he's doing. So it's important for us to you know, really try to match up well and understand that he's pretty good. He's going to get his yards, but we have to do our best we can to keep him out of the end zone.
Keenan Allen has 53 catches already this season, but they have seven guys who have 10 catches or more. It's not just Keenan Allen.
Right. Right. There are, you know, like you said, they have a lot of talent. They're pretty good. You know, they have a lot of talent in skill positions. Obviously, you have a quarterback who can throw it to them. It's important that you have guys who can catch the ball. They've shown they can do that. And we have to spend this week of practice doing a really good job of matching up and playing our defense as well to do the best we can to play them. He's pretty good. Anytime you watch pros, you want to watch them from year one to year two to year three to watch them grow, to watch their confidence, to watch them go up and get the ball, to watch them get to a point where the ball's up in the air, it's yours. And you can see he has a certain demeanor about him, a certain that's mine about him that the good players have. He's doing pretty good.
What makes Antonio Gates a tough cover? I mean, he's not exactly the tight end. Everybody just keeps
right. Well, he's been doing it for a long time, and you see he's big. He can catch well. He uses his body just like the quarterback Rivers. He knows how to play to his strengths. And they find different ways for him to play the middle. He's that whole middle. He's so big, that middle, just enough room for him. He knows how to work that middle. And then when you get to the red zone, down and near the end zone, he's a guy that he's a really big target for him.
They threw 65 times last game. What do you have to tell your secondary? I mean, if they throw that many times, there's going to be times they're going to get beat. There may be times they're making plays.
Right.
What do you have to tell them?
These are pros. You don't have to tell them much. They watch the film every day. They see all 65 throws. As a matter of fact, they watch this year's film, last year's film. They watch a lot more throws than just 65. So, we'll be ready. We understand that they're very good, and we're going to go on the road and play them, and we're excited about our challenge. Rivers has been very good for a long time, and he poses a lot of threats for us. But we feel confident in our ability, too. We're getting ready, too. And at the same time, our focus is really on us. You know, we can't worry about all our opponents all the time and what they're doing. We have to worry about our defenses, our players, us running our zones and our mans and our pass rushers, putting that all together and combining it. We do a better job of watching us than we do watching them.
Can you hear coaches say that all the time? But has that been a pretty easy sell to this group of guys because you have a good group of veterans and young guys?
Well, you have to watch the film. You've been able to watch us over the season. We're a few games in now, and we feel like we've gotten better. We feel like we've learned from the wins. We've learned from the losses. We've learned from the close games. And when you have a young team, there's a lot of learning situations, and we have to really understand it. Hey, just use these situations to learn and get better and make sure we don't be error repeaters. We don't repeat those errors we just had. And we feel like we've come a long way, and we're not quite where we want to be, but we're better than we were. No question. Early on, you saw the ball getting thrown deep on him early on. Now you see those deep balls are the number of times are getting smaller. He's making plays. He's covering people. His coverage is a lot tighter. His confidence is growing. And for young players, confidence is really important. You really have to find a lot of the positive things that they're doing and really build their confidence. His repetitions are high. His skill is getting really good. And he's grown into one of the better corners in the league.
You look at last week, Green Bay gives up 503 yards passing to San Diego, but only 20 points. What was Green Bay able to do to keep them out of the end zone and keep them off the scoreboard?
Well, you get in that red area, it's a lot smaller area to cover. And you saw at the end of the game, they made plays. It's about making plays at the right time. And they have a lot of good playmakers. And when it came time to make the play, they made the play on that last play. So you got to give your hats off to Philip Rivers and the Chargers getting down there, putting themselves in position to win. And then Green Bay Packers coming and making the plays to seal the game. It's about finishing.
Do you think that your run defense has really become a strength of this defense, kind of locking down, especially these really tackles?
Well, we like to think that we're improving. Run defense, our pass defense, our ability to get after quarterback, our tackling, our technique. you know, getting the ball. There's so many things that it takes to be a good team. So many different details it takes to continually play. That run defense is one thing we do well. Now let's combine that with our pass defense. Let's combine that with our tackling. Combine that with getting after the ball. There's so many things that are important that the young players need to understand, that the coaches need to understand. We need to continue to teach, continue to teach well. And that's our purpose.
What is the key to getting to a quarterback who gets rid of it pretty quick? Is some of that on the guys on the outside to give those rushers some extra?
Combination coverage, combination rush, get your hands up, want to, playing hard. All those things are combined with it.
Look at a guy like Rivers. Pressure has to be at the top of your mind as far as getting him off his spot, making him uncomfortable, and making him throw the ball before he wants
right.
it.
Well, I haven't quite made up my mind yet, but I don't want to get into scheme or anything like that. But again, he's really good. He's been really good for a long time. Anybody who throws up that many yards for that long and understands his, the mastery he has of his offense. It's pretty good. So we have a really good challenge.